Okay, so now that we've all had a bit of time to think about it, does anyone have any concrete proposals, or do we want to just go through people and start placing them and kind of discuss as we go along? Not really.
No, it's kind of. We should maybe find a method to do stuff. Like, I don't know, choose one parameter. The
Okay.
first parameter to choose where to put people. Like, I don't know, maybe permanent staff and non-permanent staff. We know that professor will stay for a long time.
Yeah.
We don't know for the other.
Yeah,
So
that's true.
maybe that could be the first parameter to take into account, not just to
Yeah, and give them
have
like the
this
most
disc
comfortable offices and
yeah, and have this discussion every 2 years.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know.
Yeah, this makes sense.
That makes sense for everyone. So we
Yeah,
can choose
yeah.
where to put I would
Suzanne,
say
for example.
the three first one of the list.
Yeah, because Martin's a professor, but he's only here half time, so
Yeah.
it's sort of a different
Yeah.
situation. And he's a professor
And
at the EPFL, but not
yeah.
in Geneva. He just does research in Geneva.
And maybe the two other senior, Andre and Nancy.
Yeah. Okay,
And
so
then,
let's
yeah.
go through that first. So what do you
So
think for Susan and Mackie, for example, the rooms for one person? Yeah.
yeah, that could be an
Oh,
idea.
for Susan probably, yeah, because I think she
Yeah.
prefers to have her own office.
Yeah.
Okay. Any preferences to which one?
Not really.
I'll put Susan here for now.
We can switch.
And then Maggie and the other one?
Yeah?
It's up
Yeah.
to them, I guess, no.
No, it's up to
Yeah,
us.
too.
Up to us?
Yeah.
I mean they can
They're
switch
not here,
later.
so.
They can switch later.
Okay. And then
Pierrette next. So
Pierrette.
we need to put Pierrette, Andre and Nancy. Do we want to the question is now is do we want to put the three together or the three completely separate with other people?
I would say not together. You know, it's
Well,
really
Pierrette has
it's quite a
students
yeah.
and Andre and Nancy
Yeah.
don't.
Yeah.
Well, does Andre? He
Some.
teaches,
Just
so
some.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but few. Less
Just
than
yeah.
Pierrette.
Yeah.
So we have.
Because also, if we're going to put people together by projects, then there's no sense to put them together because they all work on different projects. Right.
Yeah. I just realized something. The two people room in the middle, which has only one windows,
Yeah.
it's gonna be pretty hard to put two people inside that room.
Because they'll fit through the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite dark.
What about moving Gisella in there? If she's in there half the time, she can have her desk
Yeah.
near the window. And okay,
Except
she's not
we.
near the mailbox,
Yeah.
but.
And near the photocopy.
But it may be more sort of practical in terms of working environments for people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be nicer.
And what about the reading room?
But again, one of the reasons for putting the reading room where it
Yeah,
is so that you
but
have.
you. I mean, I think everybody's supposed to spend more time in their office than in their reading room. So we
Finally.
might think that it's better to have a more comfortable office than a more comfortable
Yeah, I agree,
reading
it's
room. I don't know. It
Oh.
changed the plan of the morning, I'm sorry, but I just realized that stupid architect put only
Yeah.
one windows. Who built this building? Do we know
I don't
that?
know.
I don't know. What do
So
you think?
I don't know, we spent quite
Yeah.
some time at the last meeting and to
Yeah,
decide
I
this,
know,
and
but in the
now
last
we're
meeting
just.
nobody just took attention at this one windows problem. And I think it is one problem.
Of course, but everybody had the documents before, so you could have studied them.
Yeah,
so
you
so
too. I can
idea.
Say the same to you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What if we put the two people that are 50% in that room?
In
the two EPFL people?
Yeah.
That's really welcoming and warming.
But they're only here, 50%.
Yeah.
Well, let's how we can fill the three-person rooms.
What? Say it again.
How we get? Who we gonna put in the three-person rooms? I mean, we have now two three-person rooms left, and
you know, the main problem we have the same number of place and the same number of people now.
So everyone has to go somewhere.
Yeah, and I just noticed that we have these two people room.
And
well,
you also have one three-person room with two windows.
I don't mind going into this office.
You don't mind, Johanna?
And Nikos volunteers.
Okay. Nikos and
who are you taking
you
with
have
you?
To find you have to find somebody agree to come with you. And it's not a question of you, it's a question of windows. Who would you put with you? Let's put a 50%, so.
Oh, why not?
Okay.
From the
just let's put David in there.
Yeah. Do you know David?
No.
You will learn to know him.
You'll meet him. Okay. So I'm just gonna make a list on here of who we have. And keep talking.
So David and Nikos is done. And we
so where were we?
Pierretta,
Andre and Nancy.
Andre and Nancy.
Maybe we can put Pierrette and her two PhD students into one room.
Yeah, why not?
How many PhD students do you have?
Well, three Marianne's or...
And me.
And you,
can
too.
Say.
Okay. So
yes, I'm doing a PhD.
Yes, there's the nose of Pierrette.
Officially.
Okay, so David, Nikos, Gisela, Maggie, and Susan are done. Okay.
So, and could you put the map again?
Yeah.
So that might be a good idea to put Pierrette with two PhD students,
okay.
Whoever they are.
Would it be nice and give them three windows?
Yeah, maybe the other one would be more convenient if we're all working on the same project.
Which
so
one?
We're close by.
Okay.
Okay.
Oops.
So Pierrette and the two Mariannes.
That won't get confusing.
Yeah, I'd like to have a view to the mountains, but well.
Okay. So could be with Marianne and Pierrette, it's all right. And we put Marianne in front, if you want to be...
Why, up here?
No, on the room on the opposite.
Up here.
Oh, no, that's the old town view.
Well, that
would have to be here, or the other three-person room.
Yeah,
Paper
room.
The
old
Paper
town
room.
Is as well.
Is
that
all
right?
Yeah, that's
all right.
Well, she's not that far if she's, in this one here.
And that's good, because there are... Pierrette, Marianne, and Nikos, they're on the other side of the corridor, so it's,
yeah. Okay, so Marianne, and who do you want to work with?
Who's left?
Nancy, Martin, Pierrette, no, Pierrette is done. Andre, Yalina, Maria, and Agnes.
Yalina would be good. And Agnes is working for the same project as well.
Okay, so put Yalina with...
With a beautiful laughter.
Yeah. Okay. And we have... now... Do you think it's a good idea to put Martin and Andre together since they are working on the same project?
Yeah, that could work.
And only when Martin is just a 50% in.
Yeah. And we might put Martin and Andre and someone else in the 3-person room.
Yeah.
Since it's a 50%, it's a good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I can go in there because Martin and I are working on sort of the same thing.
Okay.
And that leaves
Maria and Nancy. That's really strange.
That's all?
Yeah, that's a weird combination.
Why?
So, what do we think about that?
Okay, why don't we move Maria to this, to where, to the office I'm supposed to be, and I can go with Nancy?
No, it's not that. It's just you've almost got like a project split, except that you don't, because Nancy and Maggie and I work on Parmenides, and then Andre, Martin, Maria, and I also work on IM2. And so does Susan. Although the Susan and Maggie
thing
we can't
really change.
I think
this project thing is not a good thing. This project splitting, and then splitting by project.
But then we should split the little Med SLT party up.
Yeah. No, but
yeah,
if you you split by project, you put me in one person room.
All on your own. I would put it the other way. I would put the room with Martin in it in the 2-window room, because he's 50%, so then at least the other two people get.
Could you say that again?
Put Martin in the 3-person room with 2 windows.
Okay.
Since he's 50%.
Okay. So you just. You just move him, or your 2 groups? You just.
Either way. Well, I don't know if we're splitting up.
But is this about
or
windows? Or
yeah,
is it
that
about
was my question.
It must be functional.
Yeah.
If you and Martin work on the same project, then.
Yeah, I mean, with whom
I'm trying to optimize.
With whom you'd like to work in the same office? I mean, is it important to have someone from the same project, or.
I don't think it's necessarily so important to be in the same office with someone.
No.
If you're working on the same project.
We can Skype each other, yeah.
Yeah, we can Skype. But you're going to disturb all the
too lazy to get up and walk next
we're
door.
Disturb all the people by Skyping all the time.
I don't know. Like, right now, I share an office with Bruno. We don't work on any projects together.
Except coffee time and.
Yeah.
That's important project.
Of course. But
gossiping
I mean,
and stuff like that.
That's fine. Like, I don't need to be in the same office as someone who works on IM2 or. Someone who works on Parmenides. It's not like.
And it's quite funny to hear other activities around you and not always the same stuff.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Especially when it's activity that you don't
know
understand or.
About, yeah. You hear things out of context.
Yeah.
I agree, but the setup is pretty good now. So Bruno is not on MedSLT and he's sharing MedSLT office. I'm not sharing somebody with.
Yeah.
I work on the same project.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Yeah. I don't know, you were saying that Maria and Nancy doesn't fit
I just
together in the same.
Can't really see them sharing an office.
So what
do
you say if you change the office, I don't know, and you work with Nancy, or what do you, yeah, I don't
know. Or put Andre and Nancy together, because they're starting that new project.
Oh yeah.
For example.
And then put Maria with
Martin
me and Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that
sounds
working a bit better.
Yeah, okay, why not?
What are you
I'm
saying?
not totally convinced.
Sorry?
I'm not convinced.
No,
about
what's bothering you?
I don't know.
Yeah, what is it now?
I thought you were saying you didn't want to be in a three-person room.
Yeah.
First of all.
And then you're
right.
No, changing your mind all the time.
Somebody from the beginning I said the three-person room is quite, I mean, it's a disadvantage.
Yeah, but if you work with the people like Pierre and Marianne.
And to change a little bit this disadvantage, we put somebody 50% in there.
Yeah.
Three-person room, so we could do the same
and
in the three-person
David.
Rooms,
but
there is still this
you and
problem.
Nicholas have the window problem.
Yeah.
Which is why I still think we should put Gisella in that room, because
yeah.
it's...
Well,
she gets the window, the stagiaire, whatever, he's there for 2 months. It's
and
their problem.
Yeah, and a stagiaire is here for work.
Yeah.
Not,
not for enjoying the view.
Exactly.
Well,
so
anyway, it's always foggy in Geneva, so there is no view.
Pierrette is having quite a unadvantaged situation because there are Marianne and Bruno who are having reception hours.
Yeah, but
that's so it's
you
gonna
and
be Pierrette
as well. We all have a reception.
Yeah,
hours.
So it's quite a traffic there, I would say.
Yeah.
So what if we switch? No.
Will there be wireless in the building? I mean, if there are reception hours, so somebody could move to the reading room and have
yeah.
people.
You have to have a computer with wireless.
Well, isn't this the case? Doesn't everybody have
no.
smart?
No.
Well, most of us, first of all, have desktop computers.
So
well,
of course,
you can
desktop.
Move with your desktop.
Yeah.
Plus, you can't assume that you can just use the reading room for reception hours.
No.
Right, like if people
the
are actually using it as a reading
room.
The
aim was having a room, calm
yeah.
room for reading or...
So what... Can we say we're going to move Gisella here?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
okay.
And then I think that gives us a little bit more flexibility to play with
yeah.
moving people around.
Okay, can we say that David...
goes here.
Yeah, instead of...
You were the first one on the list, but
okay,
if you want to remove someone
yeah.
else...
No, because I was thinking of we can... having these two offices which are near to the lift, keep this office for reception people. If I can
reception
yeah.
people.
We are Pierrette, the two Marianne, and I are receiving, and Maggie and Susan
mm-hmm.
are receiving a lot of students.
So what if we
so
put
we
you with?
With the Finnish, for
yeah.
example, if you want.
Well, you
will you have
you also already speak quite well Finnish, so
yeah,
you guys
so
get
that's
along,
good.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, okay.
Thanks.
Lopeta.
Yes, I will.
I'm just putting Elena in.
Yeah,
so
yeah. But that's nice to have a corner, a student. I mean, a student area.
So
you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's easy for them to.
Yeah, to find us,
find
and
people.
It's also quite noisy when you have.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of parade of students
yeah.
before the exams.
Mm.
So if you work mm-hmm. and you have this.
So Nikos and Alina.
Are you
or do you
want to
go somewhere else?
Hmm? I have no problem with that.
So in the photography is still yeah.
Yeah, we have to put a run from the other side of the photo well.
You just don't photocopy.
Yeah.
Yeah, who does anyway?
They're the people having students.
Yeah.
So maybe you and Bruno should take this office.
No, but it's too far from.
Well, you have the other.
Yeah.
Lift.
Yeah, if we change the
switch,
three people, Pierrette, Marianne, and David, with here and
yeah,
that's a good idea.
That's
so like
good.
That, and then
and
move
then, yeah.
you two.
So we have three windows
yeah.
room with you everywhere.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
That's what the plan was
with the
from the
yeah.
beginning.
Yeah, my mountains, yes.
Did you get the photocopy noise? Now we're all going to come photocopy just to annoy you.
We
and it's not
die.
Very healthy, either. Yeah.
And bathrooms are nearby. Yeah.
Yeah, and.
Okay.
I think that's pretty nice.
Or did. Was Yed. I should start making full sentences. What about... I was thinking about moving Pierre and Marianne into a two-person office rather than a three-person office.
And then?
But...
And put David...
with Andre and Nancy, for example.
In a two-person office?
No, in a three-person office.
And why?
Because if they have reception... I know, I thought you were saying that Pierrette should have a smaller office, or be in a smaller office because of reception or something. Or did I just completely misunderstand?
No, the reason to put Pierrette and Marianne, and to put Marianne and I together is because of the noise we make by receiving students. And then the reason to put David in this office is
because he's 50%.
50%.
Yeah, he's 50% in a street.
Okay, that works.
Office. That sounds nice, no?
Yeah, it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we do have the best office. So
yeah, I think too. I'm quite happy
it's
with
it. Kind
that.
Of dictatorship decision, but we are here to make a decision. So. And Agnes, you're gonna sell this to the administrator.
Yeah, I'm going to try. Yes.
Yeah. So.
Okay. What arguments do I need? Well, we have
the argument of
the
students.
Group and students
yeah.
here.
You can know.
Although you still have Susan and Maggie over here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but it's quite logical to have for the professors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One person rooms, I think.
Yeah.
That is sort of a, well, no, it's not a project spot. It's weird because it kind of isn't. Because Marianne Martin and I all work on the same project.
Yeah.
And then Andre and Nancy work on the same project. And Pierre
yeah, but we all work on different projects,
yeah.
So we can't. That is a little square you put. Oh, it's a printer.
And
the photography.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let me just write down the arguments for why.
Student perception.
One suggestion, if possible, we could move me and Yelena to the office where Andre and Nancy are now.
You just want a bigger window.
No, I just, it's just more convenient if I'm closer with my
you.
The partners on my project.
Okay.
We can Skype, as you
okay.
said.
No, that's fine.
Happy?
So, the arguments
yeah.
are student reception in one corner.
So that's noise reduction.
Yeah. 50% staff in the three
person
rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the projects, they are quite well grouped actually now.
Yeah.
Now they are, yeah.
Yeah. And
except for David, but we can't do anything about that.
And the two professors, one single.
And well, Gisela, she's kind of in the middle.
Yeah. Same,
she's the heart of the.
Yeah, heart of the.
And since you will meet the administrator, can we ask for a coffee machine somewhere?
In the reading room, that would be good.
Yeah, or in that hall. I mean, the sixth floor.
It's
there's
not
no coffee
kitchen.
Machine on the sixth floor.
Oh, it's not a kitchen. Oh, it's.
You mean like a little machine or
no,
a vending?
A vending machine.
The little machine, I think, would be harder to sell, but.
Never try.
Yeah, good coffee.
Oui, with good coffee.
Yeah.
Italian one, please.
Quite strong, good coffee.
Yeah. And herbed tea.
Yeah.
Good, strong
good
coffee.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
What did you say, hot tea?
Herbed tea.
Oh,
good
herb
afternoon,
tea.
Yeah. Because with strong coffee, I don't sleep.
If you late,
yeah.
If you work late, yeah. And you drink coffee.
And do we know if there will be air conditioning?
Is there actually a smoking area somewhere?
Nope.
Not for
non smoking building.
Yeah, but we have the terrace still on the sixth floor.
No. There is no terrace on that building.
No.
They'll
have to go down.
They have to go down, yeah.
So no, we're not gonna change the plane only for the smokers. So
well, it's ideal for Nancy.
Yeah,
she's just
yeah.
Very close to the lifts.
Exactly.
And Susan
and
Maggie
close as well.
As well.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
Accident, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Okay.
Let's see what the other one is.
Happy with that?
Yeah, I think so.
Just checking if they actually have everyone, but I think we do.
So when exactly are we supposed to move?
In, what was it, what did I say?
Three weeks.
Three weeks. So they've set up everything, wiring, internet, or what's the
As far as I know, yeah. As far as I know, basically we pack up one day, the movers come and take all our stuff, put it into the right boxes. So when you get there the next day, all your stuff is already in your office.
Wow.
And all the IPs and everything
yeah.
is set up. They're trying.
Hmm.
So we'll see. Make sure you label your boxes properly. especially the Marianne's.
My boxes.
Yeah, so they don't get confused with the other Marianne's box.
Yeah.
Can we think of putting a whiteboard somewhere in the hall for general information?
We can try.
That
I can ask.
Idea.
Yeah.
Well, mailing lists. Of course, you can mail in. Yeah.
But that's not really.
Yeah, but I mean, you have a nice poster of the next conference. You don't.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
posters.
This kind of
okay,
thing.
That's kind of
a big board.
Yeah.
With
yeah, sure.
Where? Like along.
Along one
Gisella's
of the walls. Yeah.
Or in front of a reading room. Or
yeah.
Well, there are lots of walls.
Yeah.
Different posters on.
Okay, so. Along that bottom hallway somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else I need to ask them?
No more special places.
I don't. Actually, we may need to sort out.
Ooh.
That's not healthy. Who. I don't know if we need to sort out who sits where. Because if they're going to plug everything and set everything up.
I think it's. everybody's responsibility to find.
Yeah.
If they prefer to be in front of that window or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, if we start doing that and then not happy.
Yeah, we don't want to.
We are all adults, so I think we can
speak.
Yeah,
no, no. Yeah. I just can't remember whether they're actually going to set everything up for us or not, but we can change it, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it then. Let's save this.
Can you mail a copy of that to everybody?
Yeah. Not right now because I'm not connected to the internet. But I will.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Then that.